You're listening to Comedy Central.
All right, welcome to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. I'm Jim Jefferies. Let's do the theme song. Do you want to sing it, Forrest?
No.
Brad, do you want to sing it? You know the words.
Of course.
Just make it up.
All
we haven't
right.
got one yet.
This is the Jim Jefferies Show. Okay, yeah, there it
podcast.
Is.
This is the podcast.
There was more
do it
to
again.
It. There was
I
more
mean, to again.
You'd think that my people would be more musically
yeah.
inclined.
You could sing a lot better in The Wizard of Oz than you just did then.
I need some choreography then.
are any of the dwarves from The Wizard of Oz still alive?
One.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
one, and we are protecting him like the Pope.
Really?
Just like,
really?
He's
and like the Pope, does he molest the people? Does he molest people who are smaller than him?
Well, no, but there was that story
when he finds
that
them?
Came out. Yeah, there was that story that came out. Like Judy Garland had an interview where like some of the Munchkins were doing things to her.
I heard that because like the dwarfs, there were so many dwarfs. We should mention that Brad's a dwarf, right?
We should also introduce him.
Brad Williams. He does a lot more than being a dwarf. He's a fantastic comedian, but he's also a dwarf.
Right? I'm just a dwarf.
I didn't want to start like this, Brad.
So but our anyway, guest is Brad Williams.
I heard that on The Wizard of Oz, they had a dwarf wrangler.
Mm.
Because they were all fucking behind trailers and shit, and there was like a regular sized person with a stick.
I don't know about the Wrangler, but I know a lot of fucking behind the scenes was happening.
There's a lot of fucking behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because you guys are fucking sexed up, right?
Yeah. No, and Jim knows this because I remember I brought you to the dwarf convention.
You brought me to a dwarf convention that I wasn't performing at, just he wanted me there. No, you brought me to perform at a dwarf convention once.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't have sex with a dwarf, but I did some fucking shit, man. I did some shit. The other guest we have on the show, he needs no introduction, but he actually does because he's not famous in any way. My brother, Scott.
G'day. How you going?
How you going? So he still has the accent.
A lot of fanfare there.
He still has the accent. My brother, Scott, is on holiday at the moment. He came to watch a show with his fiance, Claire, who's here. They just came back from Coachella. So Scott's coming down from drugs.
All right.
How's that working out for you?
No, don't
laugh too much. Stop laughing. Try to act professional. Right? So Scott's my older brother. I've got two older brothers. I've got Scott and another one.
So you're obviously a huge fan of the other one.
Yeah, and I assume my father has probably fathered a few other children with prostitutes.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Not good-looking kids like Scott. Anyway.
How was Coachella?
Awesome.
What was your favorite part about it?
Beyonce was good.
And then his second favorite bit was coming out of the closet. So, it's the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. I should mention my upcoming date, shouldn't I?
Should do that, yeah.
I should. Jim Jefferies is begun before. I can't speak about myself in the third person.
Yeah.
I got to do this again.
It's your name.
I am performing at April 27th at Rialto Square Theater in Joliet, Illinois. We've been mentioning this for a long time.
I know. You've never gotten the name right of the town.
Did I just do it then?
Nope.
Joliet. I don't want these people to come.
There's a T. There's a T.
I don't want them to come.
What are you, French?
The town sounds stupid. Just live in Chicago, you cunts. What are you living in Joliet for?
There you go. Got her.
April 28th.
Got her right.
Overture Hall in Madison, Wisconsin. Is that right? Did I say that right,
Forrest? Yeah, that's
right. Thank you. Thank you very much. April 18th, Centennial Hall.
Nope,
in
May 18th.
Oh, May 18th. Because April 18th is anal sex day
For those that like to participate.
Do you know that Pornhub...
It's not like mandatory that it's anal sex day.
Do you know that Pornhub actually have anal sex videos on April 18th because of my comedy routine? So I don't want to, you know... I don't know.
Didn't they contact you?
They just put it... They tried to make me be the face of anal sex day.
Well, you have a face for anal sex.
I have an ass for anal sex.
Yes.
I don't have a face.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they tried to give me a deal on Pornhub where I would be the representative of anal sex day. And I said no, because I thought that would hurt my brand. Anyway, May 18th, Centennial Hall in London, Ontario, Canada. That's a foreign country, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
May 19th, First Ontario Concert Hall in Hamilton, Canada. Why is it the First Ontario Concert Hall? Is there a hall that's the second one?
Yes.
Are you coming to any of these gigs with me, Forrest? Are you performing?
No, that's Tommy in Canada.
Oh, Tommy
Campbell's in Canada.
Tommy Campbell will be.
JJ will be with you and Juliet and Madison.
So. And I'm in Clusterfest Comedy and Music Festival June 1st to June 3rd in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Make sure to wear a flower in your hair, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of gay people and people who work in the tech industry. So,
pretty much sums it up.
Get tickets from jimjeffries.com. That's jimjeffries.com for all your Jim Jeffries needs. Okay, so let's talk about the show. Mm-hmm. We did a show today. It was the hardest show I've ever had to do. We did five acts with no field piece. Now, normally what happens is we do an act, then a field piece. I go off and have a few beers.
Right? Sure.
5 minutes. I get fucked up, right? Mm-hmm. Then we come back and do a piece, but we had no break because we had an interview today with Marlon Ackerman.
Yeah, that I thought went really well.
I thought it went really well. I'm expecting a text. I think she might... But she's engaged.
Yep, she's engaged. So you don't think that right there.
You think your comments about her green vagina kind of really
I didn't put
her
over? That. See what happens with interviews. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you and say that we don't know what the other person is gonna say. We do a pre-interview where someone talks and says a few questions, and she said she has an interesting story about a picture that her son wrote. So I didn't know where that was going. Okay. Right? Turns out that her son. I drew a picture of her with a great big hole. Now, the hole was her vagina.
Right.
Now, Scott, you'll know what I'm talking about. Our mother has one of those.
I knew you were going to go there.
Yeah, me and Scott just fell out into the world. Our mother was just walking, which is not common for her, but she was walking, and we just fell out, and we bungee corded out with the umbilical cord.
Well, that's very impressive as opposed to how I was born where my mom just sneezed and I flew across the room.
Is that for all dwarfs?
we got to get that guy that does Blue Earth to like narrate a dwarf birth.
How does that, is it different? It's not different. Is this a normal birth?
Yeah,
right?
It's just a normal birth, except for the head is about this size.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And
I didn't think about the head size. Your mother must hate you.
Yeah, well, my dad hates me more.
I want to tell
Game of Thrones, that's the thing. Peter Dinklage, the character he plays, he killed his mother.
I want to tell a very, very quick story. One time me and Brad were doing a charity gig for K-Rock called April Foolishness.
That's right.
And so we're all staying, I think John Stamos and Bob Saget was in the room.
Yep, John Stamos.
And there was a few people, and we were all standing around. We're having drinks, and I'm teasing Brad as I normally do.
Sure.
But Brad's my friend, right? So we're telling these, we're busting each other's balls, right? And then there was a girl in the room that started doing dwarf jokes in front of Brad, and I got my fucking end up. I was like, I'm not having this.
Yeah.
And so I went to her. I went, "Excuse me, can you shut the fuck up? Brad's my friend." And then she went, "Brad's my brother."
You know what's
but
funny?
I really appreciated you defending me.
Yeah,
it was nice. It was very nice.
You know what's funny is there was I guess we were in the writer's room and we mentioned you're going to be on the podcast. Something came up and then Jim goes, "By the way, we have a dwarf that has no ethical problems with doing anything." Like,
well, we were trying to write a sketch, and I thought, how can we top this joke? And I just said, we have a dwarf.
It's a very valuable resource.
Who's going to be around.
Yeah, it's like you kind of have to use it.
Yeah, no, exactly. But anyway, so let's talk about the show. We already talked about Marlon Ackerman, and she wasn't until the third act. And the first act, we talked about what, Forrest?
Syria, hilarious.
Syria.
Yeah, that's
and that joke bombed. Am I right?
It is.
Yep. Well, if you don't know, you should know. We attack Syria.
Hey, hello to all of our Syrian friends, by the way. I hope you're okay.
A lot of listeners to the podcast.
All the fans in Syria.
Yep. Last Friday night was announced that in conjunction with England and France that we were launching airstrikes.
We lost our underpants.
Against Syria.
Thank you, Scott. I needed support on that.
Chemical weapons facilities. And it was in response because there was an attack by the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, against his own people, a chemical weapons attack. And if you've seen the footage of it, it's terrible.
We made it comical.
Yeah.
We made fun of the situation, as you do on a comedy show.
I mean, you have to figure out what to make fun of. We didn't make, but it's tough.
Well, the thing about the whole thing is this, is like people get into me and the show for bagging on Trump all the time, and we don't particularly want to do it. We would rather not talk about Trump. But then things come up and you have to fucking mention it. So him bombing Syria, we have to mention it. Now, this is one of the few things, and I'll say this. I agree they should have bombed Syria. Mm-hmm. I agree. Like, Assad is a fucking piece of shit. The chemical warfare is the wrong thing. They did a very clinical, in my opinion, attack. With it. And then once they bring in Britain and France, I'm like, fuck yeah, man. Yeah. They fucking brought in everybody. I can't believe they didn't bring in Australia and New Zealand. We could have sent one plane, just drop some didgeridoos and shit fucking on them, but they didn't ask us to come, and I'm very resentful about that.
The flight's very long. I understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, the Australians are just showing up now.
Exactly.
They're just bombing things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fucking hell, we'll fuck this thing up that's already fucked up.
So you agree
you
with
must be here now. There's Australians getting drunk in Syria right now, clogging up the pubs, just fucking going, hey, ever been to Sydney? It's all right. It's prettier than this place. Fuck you, cunt.
So you agree with the attack?
I agree with the attack. I am dubious whether Trump did it because of the book coming out from Comey, which was our second act.
That's the question.
That's the question, because Assad has been using chemical weapons against these people for years.
Right.
And then it came along the same time that Comey did the thing. But look,
with Trump, there's like a scandal every week, so it's always timing appropriate.
Yeah, everything's always going to be timing appropriate.
I tend to think, and I mean, as much as I think that he's capable of doing that, I tend to think that this was not timed that way because it was coordinated with two other countries, and that would be kind of, they're not going to be, they don't give a shit about timing with the book, you know, so... I think it was probably.
You don't
planned.
Know what was going on in Theresa May's life.
Yeah, she was one of the prostitutes.
Yeah, she was in the beach. She got caught fingering Margaret Thatcher's corpse, and she thought this is a bad time
again.
For this.
Yeah, yeah. Again. That old chestnut just keeps popping up.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was such a hacky joke that everyone uses. Talking about that, how are you doing, Jack? This is Jack Hackett is still with us. Jack Hackett's here. Now, what happened with Jack is before we start the show, he had to move a chair and he got a little bit of grease on his hand and it's really fucked with Jack's day.
We didn't tell you to take the mic, Jack.
Yeah, and Jack Jack did
he was going to talk.
Jack did it, but he couldn't hack it. It was fucking weird. So you can take the mic now, Jack.
Yeah, pick
fight
it up.
Back, Jack.
Okay,
fight
now put
back.
It back down. Put it back down. All right, now pick it up, Jack. Come on.
Okay.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Now, I said to you something today. I said, how's your parents doing? Are they proud of you? And you said, my mum texted me today and said she was. You're a product of positive thinking.
Reinforcement,
yeah.
And thinking.
I'll read what my mom said. It was complimenting everybody.
She sent me a different text.
Oh, yeah.
Bitches.
Wow, geez, Scott, that was a bit harsh.
She said, have a good podcast, the Fab Four, Jim, Forrest, Scott, and Jack.
I'm insulted by that shit.
Jim,
I don't
Forrest,
like your mother.
Scott and Jack. Scott, the producer, not my brother. No.
Yeah, not you, Scott.
What do you think of my brother, Jack?
I like him.
Yeah. Who do you think's better looking?
You.
Thank you. You work for me, Jack.
He knows
you work
where the
for
money
me.
Is.
You know where the money is.
He knows what he wanted to say.
Now, if you don't know a lot about Scott Nugent, which is my real second name, is Scott Nugent, was a double hyphenated name. But Scott's my brother. And Scott is famous for a very famous punchline of my stand-up comedy career, Up Gunter Up.
Yeah, pissed off about that.
Why?
Because I haven't seen any money from that joke. I wrote it.
What do you mean you wrote it? You
I
lived
wrote that
it.
Joke.
You didn't fucking write it.
Yeah,
I retold the story.
Yeah, I said it, and I've seen nothing.
Yeah, but you...
Yeah, because you didn't have the wherewithal
to you could
put
have
it
a,
on the stage.
You could have a stand-up career. We could compete like the Gallagher brothers, both Oasis and the Watermelon Crushing.
How... That's quite a coincidence there.
That's quite a coincidence, yeah.
Yeah,
and no, it's not a coincidence. The Gallagher, you know what happened?
What's that?
The one that had the original act couldn't do the act anymore, and I got to look
no,
up
No, but
why.
He's saying it's a coincidence that the Oasis Gallagher
right.
brothers had the same storyline as
the
American...
No,
not the actual Gallagher brothers. I know how brothers are made.
No, but you know the one he took over...
Imagine dwarf twins. Is that
I
a
know
thing?
Some.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, dwarf twins.
Oh, I didn't think that was biologically possible.
It is. How lucky is that?
Do they look the same? Are they identical dwarf
yes,
twins?
Yes, I know identical dwarf twins that live both in Portland and Erie, Indiana? Yeah.
I feel sorry for the ones in Erie, Indiana.
Are you kidding me? They're the biggest, like, they're the main attraction of that city.
Yeah, they're not the biggest attraction. You almost said they're the biggest attraction.
And then I caught myself. Yeah. I was like, ah, damn it.
Yeah, occasionally they get on each other's shoulders and wear a trench coat and get in the movies.
No, but the story of the Gallagher Comedy Brothers is that the one Gallagher, he was smashing, like, stuff with the Sledge-O-Matic, the Fruit. He did jokes, too. Mm-hmm. But then his brother, that was Ron, his brother Leo asked him if he could, like, do some stuff from his act, like use the Sledge-O-Matic. And he said, yeah, under the condition you perform as Leo Gallagher. And then for several years, then he started promoting his act as Gallagher 2 or Gallagher 2. And in some instances, Ron act was promoted in the same way that his brother's was. So he had to sue his brother, basically, to make him stop using the routine.
This is what I'm going to tell you right now, Scott. You want to give up your successful career that you already have.
You can just take all his jokes. Mm-hmm. Do the act.
You can
just do your stuff.
You can be a Jim Jefferies tribute act.
You can do the first couple specials.
You can be Tim Jefferies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to be killed.
Do you wonder if there's like a John Lennon tribute act that's always nervous walking into his hotel?
It's like, how accurate are they trying to make this?
You remember when we were in Fort Lauderdale one time, and then one of my friends was in the crowd, and he goes, hey, there's a guy that's dressed just like Jim, and he looks like Jim. And I go, whatever, it's probably a coincidence.
Yeah, and then there was all these tag photos. This guy was taking photos with everyone outside.
And people thought I was Jim, so they were like, just like me. He was dressed in a leather jacket. Oh, he had his hair. Yeah.
I know a dwarf who does that, like, posing as me.
Oh, yeah.
He's done it both posing as me.
Yeah, but he had a more successful career in Jackass.
But he's done both. He's posed as me and he's posed as Wee Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He goes to Vegas casinos or sometimes not Vegas casinos, but smaller casinos outside of Vegas.
Sure, you got to work outside.
Yeah, and he tries to get booked there.
He actually does your act.
Not my act, but he tries to like be like one of those, like whenever you go and it says, hey, come to this nightclub, Snooki's there.
Oh,
yeah. Like he tries to be one of those. It's very strange to know, like, I just want to know that he's being nice to people.
Do you get invited just to do nightclubs?
No, I'm not
you're
that
not
famous
Snooki
yet.
Worthy, no, you're not.
No, I'm not nearly as famous as Snooki.
So to or summarize, Spartan. There's been problems in Syria.
Well, I think we should say before we wrap it up is that, because there was a point you were trying to make, is that you agree with the fact that we attacked the chemical weapons facility, but the hypocritical part of it is...
Yeah, is that we don't take refugees into this country, so they're only taking...
We used to.
They used to. They're only taking 11 Syrian refugees into America, and like Germany's
so far
taking
this year,
a million. Australia's taking more. Britain and France are taking more, and it's just such a fucking... This whole idea is we bring them in, they'll all be terrorists. The refugees don't get to decide where the fuck they're going.
No.
Yeah. They get allocated a spot. It's a lottery. Right, but we were talking about this forest before. We've always had problems with immigrants. There's always been good people and bad people.
The fear is that they're saying, because just the stats, 2016, we took in over 15,000 Syrian refugees. That's when Obama was in office.
Sure.
Last year, it went down to, I think, something like, I don't have the number here, like 6,000 or something like that. But and then this year, we've only taken 11. And then part of it is like the people are worried about Syrians coming to the country because they say some terrorists will be able to sneak in.
Yeah, but it's the whole thing. And they also do this whole thing is they don't assimilate. Okay, so if you go back fucking 80 years, right? The Italians came in.
Hundreds of years, yeah.
What happened? Yeah. They all became fucking mafia. This is how the plot line goes. Yeah. So only some of them did. Right. They blew up fucking restaurants. They extorted people and all that type of stuff. And now we have Tommy Caprio.
Yeah. No, the Italians are like the, obviously most of them are, opened up.
Most of them are dodgy cunts. Most of them are dodgy mafia fucks.
We're on television,
but we still live amongst them. Yeah. And we accept them.
So, I mean, but the point is like, obviously, this country was founded, not found, but there's immigrants, like, made the country into what it is.
Mayflower.
There's plenty of people that came into this country as immigrants, and they ended up not being good people, but that's such a small fraction of what the actual numbers are. So it's like...
And I meet a lot of people that are from here that are assholes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That I'd love to...
Yeah. The point of the argument is this. Assholes are fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Assholes don't see color. Well, they do. It's a brown tinge.
Yeah. I thought it was just like reds and blues.
Well, that's just what you've been.
Are we talking about actual assholes? We had a joke. We had a joke about, was this in this set, about the punching bag?
Yes.
Yeah. So what happened was we said he sent missiles. Mm-hmm. And Trump said he sent new missiles. And the joke was, of course they're new. They're fucking missiles, right? It's not, they're not like condoms. You can't reuse them, was the big joke. Mm. And then we did this graphic that involved like a hamster using a cum-filled condom
sure.
as a punching bag. I wrote this joke.
That's where you could have used me, Jim. I could have been there instead of the hamster.
Or you could have been the condom guy.
Needs a graphic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it needs a graphic. So the second act was our friend James Comey, the former director of the FBI, has brought out a book that is heavily based on Trump and what Trump has been up to. And so, you know, is this news gotten to Australia?
We got that
because the Australian news doesn't cover everything. Normally, it's stories like this, like Phil lost his bike.
Yeah,
you know, that was a big story.
Car broke down.
Yeah, has Phil got his bike back yet?
No.
Oh yeah, God, the country's in turmoil.
This would be a fun show to do over there. Then that's the lead story.
You haven't seen last week's episode, have you?
No.
You were over here. We did a whole thing on the Australian cricket ball.
I saw that before I went. The cricket thing, yeah, sandpaper on the cricket ball.
Then you have seen it.
But is that really a big story? I mean,
biggest.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It wouldn't be big in America, of course.
No, huge.
We
don't know what cricket is here.
No, we play real sports here.
Yeah, you don't like cricket?
We don't have cricket. There's not even like a cricket club here. There's no cricket at all. It's a big field. You'd have to, you know.
Yeah, you don't have the space.
That's your thing. Why we don't play cricket?
Well, you got to make a free idea.
You got to kick a few people out.
Not going to go for the shin guards.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we talked about James Comey, and James Comey was talking about he's doing his book tour.
Sure. His book. It's called A Higher Loyalty: Truth, Lies, and Leadership.
Catchy, isn't it? Can't wait for the movie.
Very dynamic.
I imagine he'll be played by Tim Robbins.
I'm calling it.
He does look like it. Tim Robbins. Tim Robbins will play Comey in a movie called Comey.
He is a little old for him, but
they can make him look younger. I'm 87.
as long as they get Nathan Lane to play Sean Hannity, I'm in.
Oh yeah.
That's perfect.
And make it a musical.
Comey the musical.
Yeah. Done.
And Trump will be played by an asshole covered in fucking horse hair.
Yeah. The hookers peeing will be the best part of that musical. It'll just be water spraying on the crowd.
It'll be like Gallagher.
They write a whole song.
Yeah, the peeing song. Splash Mountain, of course. No, it's in Russia. It'll be called
Splish Mountain.
Splish Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, and they'll pass out tarps like in SeaWorld.
Kremlin, let me in.
First cheetle rose, you will get wet.
Yeah. Pierogi, the musicals. That's everything I know about Russia. Russian dolls, see us piss inside smaller dolls.
Vodka. Vodka.
Vodka. They also have vodka, and they hate the gays.
Not a fan.
The Russians don't like the gays.
Not a fan of the gays.
I will not travel to Russia. I won't even holiday there because their gay rights thing is not good, and that's my stance on that. Yeah. Plus, they might bomb us one day.
Yeah.
My mom doesn't like Russians, and she likes everybody.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Except the gays. His mom's out of it.
She doesn't like the gays? Or she might not like the gays.
No.
Which is ironic, because she'd have a lot in common with the Russians.
No. Yeah. And her son.
The thing is... Doesn't make sense, but okay.
We've hurt Forrest's feelings.
But she's like...
That means an eclipse is about to happen.
She's the...
Oh, you've done it. You have.
No, I'm just saying because they're so rare.
I'm trying to get a point out. And of course, you act like this is your show or something. All right. Anyways, Comey.
Isn't it funny that Comey sounds like call me?
No.
Comey.
After you're like having a political fight with a woman, you can say Comey.
Nope.
No? Okay.
Still not. Edit that out, Kelly. Yeah.
God.
Don't you dare edit that out. That's my favorite bit of the podcast. People who are listening in their cars right now are crashing. They're laughing so much.
Who's the girl that does the Call Me Maybe song? What's her name?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
So Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
Weird Al can do a Call Me Maybe song.
I like this song better.
Oh, yeah. Ring Comey. Ring Weird Al. They're probably hanging out together. Just ring one of them.
Yeah.
They'll be sitting together at any point of the day.
Sure.
So anyway, so that was what happened there. There was a book out. We chatted about
that's the whole thing?
Just yeah. Book out.
Yeah.
We right, chatted about it. What
there's
was the
hookers thing? Pissing in we this made bit.
The problem that I had was there was too much hooker piss going on. We talked about Trump too much this episode, but the episode happened because of the week's news that happened, and that was that, you know.
Well, one of the funny things that I thought about, what that, the prostitutes pissing that we didn't talk about was that Trump said that there's no way that he'd be in that room because he's a germaphobe. And that why would he be watching two hookers piss on each other because he's a germaphobe? Which, number one, like, he wasn't near them. He was across the room.
Isn't everyone a germaphobe, though? Is there anyone
that loves germs?
No one's like this, oh, I love germs. I like to be around germs as much as possible.
I just like to go into bathrooms and lick toilet seats.
What I do is I shit my hand and smear it on my tongue. I'm a non-germaphobe. Yeah.
Germophile.
I'm a germophile. I collect germs. Anyway, okay. So Trump said he wouldn't do that. Look, I have to take him on face value, but he definitely did that. I don't know. Can we get sued for saying that, Kelly?
Well, I mean, we're just quoting what happened in the book.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Trump did a whole thing about, does he look like a guy who needs prostitutes? And I think with prostitutes, good-looking people get prostitutes.
Exactly.
You don't pay them for sex. You pay them to leave. Like, that's such a ridiculous premise that, like, Trump says, oh, I don't look like a guy who got prostitutes. You're a fucking billionaire.
Yeah.
He's in his 70s. You're the target market.
That's literally who they dream of running into.
Also, what does that mean? Does he think he's
they're trying to advertise to you.
Right.
Does he think he's good looking too? I don't even understand the whole...
He does really think he's good looking because he's often said in interviews...
Because his daughter has told him that.
He's like... He always... Because he often says things, he goes, oh, women like me, and something about the look. He says that and it's like, you don't think it's because of the money?
Yeah. Take away the $1 billion and the buildings with your name on it.
But how do you, like, I guess you're
narcissist. If he was homeless.
Yeah, you're narcissist. You look in the mirror, you're just, like, killing it, you know? Versus, like, other people that have, like, you know, self-doubt and whatever. And
yeah,
like
I understand that.
What do you think when you look in the mirror? You're like...
When I look in the mirror, no, I don't think I'm good-looking, no.
At all.
Yeah, you had that bit in your act about how you're a solid
five. I'm a solid five with a good sense of humor. And you know what else women love? No. Alcoholics. They can't get enough
fun
of them
time.
They look at me and they think he might hit me if he gets angry.
Or projects. That's what it is more.
And that's why they love me, because they're safe.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Hit him around the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're a good guy that if we teamed up, I could push a girl and you could be kneeled down. Perhaps.
The worst thing I could do is get drunk and give you a mean Charlie horse on your thigh.
What's a Charlie horse?
Oh, that's when you like
caught thigh.
Ah, that's a dead leg.
Dead leg.
We call it dead leg.
We call them dead legs here too.
Yeah, we call them
dead legs. Anyway, so that was
dead leg would have been a better joke.
And then Act Three.
The worst.
We had a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Our first female guest on the show, but we've only had like five. We've normally had politicians, and it was Marlon Ackerman.
We've had females on the show, but in studio.
In studio guests, yeah. And so it was Marlon Ackerman. And she was a delight. She was up
in the
for
new
anything.
Movie Rampage.
Mm-hmm. New movie Rampage.
And she's in the show Billions on Showtime, and she's been in a ton of other stuff.
She's had her own sitcom. Yeah. She's done a lot of movies. Yeah. She's Swedish, and we know how ugly they are.
Yeah.
Sure.
Very pretty. And then she was born in Sweden, moved to Canada when she was young, and obviously she's here now. So, and she's about to get her citizenship like you are.
And also, it's weird because she's lived in Canada since she was a very young child, which is what children are. And she's
germaphobe.
She's never got a Canadian citizenship. She's always kept a Swedish one. And it turns out the Canadian people are like, okay, but you better get it someday, because if you don't get it tomorrow, we're going to send you a pamphlet.
Now, here's something that me and a couple of the writers were discussing backstage.
My Canadian is Homer Simpson.
Yeah, Homer Simpson. He does the best Homer Simpson.
Ooh, look, Canada, maple syrup. So much maple syrup.
Awesome.
But the reason is, it's like most of the time you're just trying to say that Canadians aren't smart.
No, don't say that. I sell better in Canada than I do in America.
Yeah,
you're very smart.
You keep saying it to them, though.
No, they're fun. Look, Canadians are like Australians in the sense that we like being teased. You know what I mean? Actually, that's not true. Australians hate being teased.
No. Canada has a good sense of humor.
They have a good sense of humor. Yeah. Also,
and
our TV show on the Comedy Channel in Canada, number one.
Comedy Channel, that's what it's called.
Really?
We beat all other Comedy Central shows they send. We are number one in Canada. So thank you, Canada, for watching. But it turns out that Comedy Central show. I said, isn't that a big deal? Does that help us? And they were like, we don't really check that rating. So the fucking people at Comedy Central fucking me in the ass.
And this is a Comedy Central podcast.
A Comedy Central podcast.
Comedy Central.
Thank you for everything, Comedy Central. Hey, Suba's here. Suba, come in.
Yeah, I told Suba to come by.
Come in.
Yeah, come sit in.
So what happened was we did an act four. Mm-hmm. And act four was talking about how...
Melania Trump
did the most innocuous... Boring. And
this isn't Melania Trump's fault, by the way. This is Fox.
We have nothing against Melania Trump, but they made this movie going on about the movie, like a short film.
So they made it like a Christopher Nolan thing.
And they said, you must see this.
So what happened was...
It was just footage of a child in the White House knocking over a glass of water.
She said it's okay.
And Melania went, hey, don't worry about it. It's just water. And they acted like it was fucking Mother Teresa.
Yeah, they had music. They were like, you got to see this. She comforts a child in need, whatever. The kid, by the way, didn't give two shits. He walked away. Yeah, he was like, spilled water.
Yeah, and it's like we're not trying to just shit on Melania when we do that. We're shitting on the people who made the coverage of that, who said that this was a big deal, because it wasn't a big deal.
No.
It wasn't. All she did was... what anyone would do. Yeah,
if she did anything other than what she did, then it would be a big deal.
Yeah.
If the guy spilled some water and then she just was like off to the gallows with
him. Yeah, if she went,
timely reference,
what?
Brad, good job. Yeah.
Charlie Horse.
See, Charlie.
I got damn good references over here. My references are for five people.
Early on, I saw Brad pushing around a wheel with a stick around the car park.
What are those things called?
Wheels and sticks.
Google it.
That's why so much shit was invented back then. That's like, hey, what are we going to do? Invent something or push around this thing with a stick? Yeah. It's like there's nothing.
In between playing kick the can, Brad's time's all taken up.
Stick ball.
I don't even know how to Google
it. It's funny because once I tried to do a kick the can joke, and we have a writer, Jason Whitehead, who's Canadian. This is so Canadian. I said, it's like kick the can. What was wrong in the olden days? They didn't have balls. They had to kick cans around. And then Jason explained the rules of kick the can.
He knew there was rules?
It was so Canadian. He goes, no, you don't want it to be a ball because it has to kick and then land on its side because that's the home base that you have to touch. And I'm like, oh, fuck me. You've ruined that joke.
I thought the rule was just rule number one, kick the can.
I thought it was a bunch of simpletons kicking a can around an alleyway.
It is.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
No, it's like they kick it and then it's like a home base or something. It's a whole fucking production. Anyway.
You're going to be surprised to learn that the thing with a stick and the thing, it's called hoop rolling.
It says what it does on the tin.
Yeah. The aim of the game is to keep the hoop upright for a long period
and
of time.
Rolling.
That's the end of the game.
Rolling.
Was this also written by JJ?
But if you simplify things, it always sounds simple. Like if you called,
well, it's pretty
simple. If you called sex thrusty rub, right?
I think all I read that. Last night. Yeah.
What kind of sex are you having? First of all, what's the rub?
You're rubbing your dick against it.
After the thrusting,
thrusty rub.
Thrusty rub sounds like a sandwich at Fat Sal's.
It also sounds like the original name for Jar Jar Binks.
You rub it like what? Like you pat on the head, like good job.
You thrust in and you rub your dick a bit, and you're like, oh, that feels good. Oh, I'm enjoying that. What's your name? Thrusty rub. Jack, when was the last time you had thrusty rub?
Never.
Great for a podcast when you motion.
Jack just put his hands up in the air like he was an old Jewish guy in a deli.
So we have a new guest. She just walked in.
Now we did a special thing that it won't appear on this episode because the episode's already filled. It may appear online and we may re-record it again. But Suba, one of our writers, became our first correspondent because I can't do all the field pieces anymore because I'm what the French call lazy. and so what happened was Suba wrote a piece all by a lonesome. Did I pay you for that?
No.
You did it on your own time?
That happened to me once
on the
as
show.
Well.
She's a writer.
But you did it in your free time. You didn't take up valuable hamster boxing time. I hear you weren't involved in that joke very much when I left the room. You were like, less cum in the condom, which I regret having you. Anyway, Anyway, so Suba did a piece, and we did a desk piece together. Now, I will admit this. I probably rehearsed the rest of the show a little bit more, but I did my best, but I'm such a terrible reader. And when you came on and read your piece perfectly the first time, it made me think, why the fuck have I got a TV show? We should have the Suba show.
All the writers were thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's hurtful. It's hurtful. I'm as dumb as a rock, but I got a bit of charm. Scott's got it as well.
Yeah, you haven't got better reading. Your dyslexia is still bad.
Yeah, it's still bad.
Still bad.
Well, we haven't cured it yet.
Haven't cured that.
It's not like the AIDS, which is the same as it's always been.
Yeah. Riddling as it worked.
Anyway, so I can't read.
You know what I'm proud of you? Suba was a guest on the first, she works on the show, but she was on the first podcast. And at the very beginning of that podcast, it was her and Matt, right?
Yeah.
And you know Matt's first and last name, and you go, introduce our guest, because you didn't know her last name, but now you do. Now you said it.
I still panic saying her name, because Suba's name is foreign.
Well,
I never get mad at people because I'm also really bad at saying Indian names, and it's just doubly worse because they just look at me with this lost hope. We're like, you were supposed to be the one who knows this, and I'm like, oh, sorry.
you don't know other Indian names?
I know some of them.
I know Gandhi.
Yeah,
Gandhi's another one.
Sorry, keep going.
Aziz Ansari,
or is he Indian,
or as you say, I sneeze. I'm sorry.
I call Aziz Ansari. I sneezed. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I don't want to be mean, but that's my nickname for him.
Helps you remember.
I sneezed. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is that racist, Saba Agwa?
No, on point.
Anyway, so that's what actually happened with him in that bad date. He sneezed and he. Anyway, so Suba brought on a piece that was very close to Suba's heart.
Abstinence.
Mm-hmm. Now, Suba grew up. Did you tell the story?
Tell us about it.
Well, my parents had arranged marriage, and like I wasn't even allowed to talk to boys outside of school. But I would just lie about that shit. Like Adam was Amanda, and like Henry was Heidi. Like everyone had I had a double life at 9 years old. Wow. It was
and no Indian. And they weren't Indian either. The boys.
You know about Adam Pashir. What are you talking about? It's Adam and fucking Heidi and Henry.
No, but I'm making the point because
they weren't Indian as well.
Like, it's not only that. Is it? You're talking, yeah, and then also.
Well, we weren't doing anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, not at nine. Not at nine. No. You want to wait a while till you're 10 or 11.
Double digits.
Are you still getting an arranged marriage?
No.
Really?
No, she can't arrange a date.
Hey, I do pretty well on Bumble.
Can you get me a beer out of the fridge? Thanks, folks. Anyway, awesome. So she does it right in Bumble.
But it was like, it was actually quite a point of tension with my family because like I lied to them about being a virgin until I was 26. Mm-hmm. And then...
Why? So for a whole year you lied.
5 years, thank you. My mom was upset about a joke I had online. Like, this is how much she wanted me to be a virgin. She thought I was writing what I was supposed to say because she's like, all these female comics talk about sex, and she's like, you're just doing what all of these women do. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's an act.
Sorry, that's a bit racist.
Don't do the voice.
We don't do the voice.
That was a bit much to do the voice. Yeah, and you shouldn't have wobbled your head side to side. Fucking hell. I didn't like that. And don't look, why did you look back like she was driving an Uber? I didn't like that.
Held your
and
finger on the
and
forehead.
There was, for some reason, you terrible. Like did the thing with your eyes. That's not even Indian. I don't know.
Yeah,
what you did
why did you do
weird.
Asian eyes? That was odd.
It's bad.
Just mean spirited, Suba. Anyway,
you lost your train of thought.
Oh yeah, arranged marriage.
Your mum.
Right, she's just arranged a towel into her headwear. Okay. I don't know what's going on with Suba.
So your mom's really going to like this when she sees it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, here's the thing. Like, it was one of those things where she was like criticizing me on my birthday. That's when I lost it. Because I was like, it's my birthday, and you can't even pick one day to not slut shame me. And she doesn't even know how much of a slut I was.
My 11th birthday was like that.
But it was... This is embarrassing, but I was coming out of this shitty comedy club in Times Square. It's like the worst comedy club. It's LOL Comedy Club, the worst. Mm-hmm. And like, it was just a nightmare. And then I walk out, my mom calls me, and I just lose it. Like, I'm in the middle of Times Square. I start screaming, I am not a virgin. I'm a whore. Just like into the
To be fair, Times Square is the place to do that.
Exactly. That fits in perfectly.
Yeah, you want to make money. That's how you do it. Yeah.
Like, why did you have to go to the other degree? Like, you could have gone, I'm not a virgin. I've had several amounts of sex. You had to go for whore.
I've had several healthy relationships.
Yeah, why don't you say slut? Whore involves money and whatnot.
Yeah. And what did she do?
Whore is anyone who, like, touches before marriage, to my mom. But, like, it was like we fought. I was, this is bizarre, but I was so afraid of being disowned that I disowned myself. I was like, I'm not a part of this family anymore. And I stopped talking to them because my mom was really nasty about it. But I also, like, I get where she's coming from. Like, she just had a different education, different culture. Like, it's mind-blowing to somebody who grew up in that to, like, live the way Americans do. So I was like, I get it, but I cannot deal with this shit. And then it wasn't until my dad got sick that I came back. And then we, like, started talking again, and it's, like, been a lot better. She's
Did
been
she
a
watch
lot more
the
chill.
Show? Does she watch a show?
She tries not to watch anything I do.
She better not watch the episode, Yuri.
But does she support me?
Yeah.
That's the important question.
He's pro-Indian. Yeah. Always has been.
I've always been. I've been very good to the Indians. Mm-hmm. One of the Indians, not the other. He's bought a lot of soccer balls. Everyone missed my joke. I'll do it again.
Sorry.
One group of Indians, not the other.
Ah.
You decide. There you go. No, I'm kidding. No, I like all Indians. Mm-hmm. I lived in Britain for a long time. I've had sex with several of your people.
Oh, well, that sounds like
it. Well, that explains the newsletter.
The amount of girls who had to leave my apartment with, Mum, I'm not a virgin. I'm in a lot of trouble.
I'm a whore. Where are you? Jim Jeffries' apartment. Wow, you are a whore.
The piece isn't going to air tomorrow, but I don't know when it's going to air. But I mean, I thought it was really
good. We'll put it online. Actually, to be honest with you, I don't think it will air because I liked it a lot. I think we can put it on the show. What do you think, Scott? So in a future episode, it's an evergreen piece. So we can record it at a different time. The only reason we have to put it on the show is because I got to change outfits. But Suba got very dressed up. They were very dressed up. Normally, really? She shows up to work in a Hessian sack.
Today she looked like a realtor, isn't that what you said?
Yeah. She looked like she was going to show me a property and call it a fixer-upper.
Now, this one's got open concept.
It's cozy. Yeah.
It's cozy.
Yeah. How did it feel to you, Suba?
It was good. The first time I did it, we did two takes, and the first time I could tell I was nervous because my hands started to go numb, and then in the back of my head I was like, uh-oh.
You couldn't tell.
That's just called a strange head.
I think you're mistaking nerves for a stroke.
I thought the first take, the first read was good, but the second was much better.
It was really nailed it the second time.
And she said to me, she goes, I felt like there was peanut butter in my mouth, which is my entire fucking TV show. Yeah. I feel like the whole time. Do you know, incidentally, and that was filmed here, that's how they made Mr. Ed talk.
They did.
Our same lot. I think it's our same studio.
The same studio.
Mr. Ed was in our studio.
They would put peanut butter in Mr. Ed's mouth, right? And then a small Asian woman would wank him off. And that's how they got him to talk.
And that wouldn't even get him talking. That was just for his benefit.
That was in as an occlusion writer, Mr. Ed's. Is that what it was? An Asian woman to jerk me off.
Just isolate that audio.
Repeat the joke. Okay.
I'm going to say that this podcast, I don't want to look like big ourselves up too much, but this may be the funniest thing ever to air anywhere ever. But not very factual. We didn't really cover any material. So has anyone got any final thoughts?
There's a couple things. Well, number one, update on T5 Transit.
Oh, T5. Also, happy April 18th, T5. Anyone?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's April 18th.
If you don't know what that means. Oh, Suba, do you know what that is?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yeah, big guy.
did you know that before you met me?
Yes.
All right, Suba.
That's around.
I'm right.
Yeah.
Whoa, not for that reason.
Tell your mom.
Suba, Aguil, she gives it all.
Nope. So T5 Transit started at 131 a couple weeks ago, right? Now they're up to 6,105 followers.
Are you following, Scott?
Absolutely love it. I can't wait to ride it.
And this is just one train, right?
Here's the thing.
It's the train that just goes 400 feet from the terminal to baggage claim. Oh. And they put up pictures around. Please follow us on Twitter.
I mean, it's got a lot of views.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hates the gays, by the way, that
trend. Oh, yeah,
they're
yeah.
still not following me. They follow Jack Hackett and not me. I took the goddamn picture.
It's funny, it's funny because Forrest actually came to me. He was very distressed about this. He actually said, T5 aren't following me.
Yeah. If it wasn't for me,
hey,
then T5, we wouldn't be doing this.
T5, if you're listening, don't follow him.
Don't follow
it's
Forrest.
Really
I made
fucking,
you.
It's really riling him up. Every day he gets a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm. Take you down. Yeah, and so that's an update on that. We got a couple emails. Just will read one
this
of them.
This should be the TV show.
Yeah, yeah. So
this is better.
Show topic. Do you want to talk about why this guy just wants to know why you don't think a president, why being religious is important when you're a president?
It's not. It's not important.
No, but if you're a president, you have to say you're religious. Donald Trump had to say he reads the Bible.
That's an American thing you have to because there's so many religious people. If you say you're an atheist, you can't be president. You have to say God bless America. That's so ingrained in you. In Australia, we had our first female prime minister, and she was also an atheist.
Atheist.
How'd that go? That
she lasted about 6 months.
We got rid of her. Got rid of her.
That was one of my.
She was a ginger. That was the big problem.
That was the problem.
Yeah, she was.
One of my favorite things when Donald Trump was running, he had to say like that he was religious because you have to. When and he goes, he just had a press conference. And he goes, all right, my favorite books. He goes, number two, Art of the Deal. He had to still say his name of his book.
Yeah,
and he said, number one, the Bible, best book. Like, could tell it pained him to say that. He was like, he still had to say the name of his book.
There was one interview he gave where someone asked him, well, what are some of your favorite passages? And he goes, that's a very personal question.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't know shit. He's just saying numbers, John,
about
10,
God.
10, 5.
Yeah, I'd say, I like the bit with Noah. So I say that was a good read. Joseph had a coat. Yeah. That was good.
I like the bit in Leviticus where it says dwarves can't go to the altar.
The bit where
is that in there?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that in there?
I'm a little personal about that one.
Okay. You can't go to the altar.
No, I don't know why.
Why? Because you can't reach the top of it.
That's I guess the logic.
You're not religious.
Really?
Though.
No.
I mean, you had your wedding
Google
at a car museum. It was awesome.
Are you religious? Are you not liked by the Christians?
Apparently, according to Leviticus. Wow.
Is it because you look like the devil?
Small hands scare people.
It's the extra forehead. You can fit bigger horns.
Wait, so what if you?
That was
can you go to church?
Terrible. Brian, I feel terrible about that last joke. I have a big forehead as well.
Have you been baptized?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
You went to the altar then.
He fell over in a puddle.
Someone just crossed themselves really fast.
That's terrible.
I like how Jim's like, I feel terrible about that joke. And here comes another
here
one.
Comes another one.
Three, two.
Whereas the horn one was fantasy, the puddle thing. That could have happened.
Dude, have you ever been, because I always feel like, because you guys always play Ewoks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
George Lucas must know a ton of dwarves, right?
Right.
But like, have you ever been offered to be in a science fiction film as a something?
Remember what? I told you they're redoing Time Bandits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way, but they're redoing Time Bandits. So.
You could be in Time Bandits. Kenny Baker's dead?
Yes.
That must have been a big win in your society.
Sure.
He was taking
a lot of jobs opened up.
Who's doing R2-D2 now?
No one knows.
Nah, you know why no one knows?
Because he's all CGI.
Because we can literally build R2-D2.
I know.
Back in the 70s, we had to put a dwarf in a can to rotate the head. We were like, we can't figure out how to rotate this head.
We don't have gears.
We can make that. You know what I thought was offensive the other day?
What's that?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca now is being played by another white guy.
No.
Surely there's some black ex-basketball players
sure,
that are like,
who's 7 feet
me.
Tall. Right.
They got like a Swedish guy to play Chewbacca.
Yeah, it's like, oh, just because Peter Mayhew can't walk
they have
anymore.
To paint the eyes black so they can put the mask on. Like, I'm just saying, there must be like an NBI, an NBA guy.
There's plenty.
Who could do Chewbacca?
Right.
Yeah.
Get Shaq to
I feel
do
like
it.
There's some, no, he's too fat to play Chewbacca. You need a lanky person.
Okay. You can,
Hakeem Abdul-Jabbar.
You can get you can get
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but
I'm talking about a different person, Forrest.
Yeah, that's right. There's probably a Hakeem Abdul-Jabbar.
Could do it.
Yeah, there's an Hakeem Abdul-Jabbar somewhere.
Ah, Saba Agarwal. What do you think?
She's Mexican.
He's tall too, though, right? They're all tall.
All the Hakeems are tall. I've never met a short Hakeem.
Mm. Okay, real
can't
quick though, is there an update on the chair since your brother's here?
No.
I'll get in trouble for this.
The chair's coming. The chair's coming, but I haven't.
How are you going to get in trouble?
Because I'm not the famous one. I always cop the shit for his shit.
No, I'm bought mum a chair, I haven't told her that I'm doing it for free. And she's been ringing a lot.
Make her pay.
And you know what she
make
did?
Make her pay the money back.
Malina, is it there yet?
No, it's taking. It's taking 6 weeks. It's being made in Tasmania, right? Okay. Which is the small island at the bottom of Australia.
Okay.
If you know what it looks like. A euphemism in Australia when girls are talking about the hairy bit in their vagina, they go, my map of Tasmania. So that all.
Yeah, in the day. But
that's
not,
a thing.
That's pre-Brazil.
It's a more 70s
thing. I'm going to start using that. I'm going to appear cultured.
Yeah. Look at me, map of Tasmania. Anyway, so the chair is being handmade in Tasmania. I rang up the people to buy the chair, which my mum said would cost $6,000. When I rang up, it was $3,100 or something because she was lying.
She just wants some extra
money.
And
she was trying to steal cash off me. Yeah. Anyway,
I'm showing that. Yeah.
So what happened? What are you doing first?
I'm showing Tasmania to people.
Okay.
I thought you were showing pictures of my mom. Get on the widescreen.
No, that's on my phone.
Yeah, same size as Tasmania.
She's a big.
Anyway, woman. You know the Tasmanian devil?
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's being handmade in Tasmania. I ring up the people at the factory and I said, how long is it going to take for this chair to get to my mother? And they went, well, normally it would take 3 weeks, but it's going to take 6 weeks because your mum's asked for an extra wide chair. Now, I'm sure she wanted to keep that fucking information quiet.
Well, I mean...
She does not want it on the podcast.
No.
She hasn't figured out
how to download a podcast.
She listens to this, trust me.
She does. My mum has Google alerts.
Yeah, anything you come
all
up
all she does
on.
Is sit in a chair and
does she have Up Gunter Up as a Google alert?
Don't say that shit.
But you know what's,
I get in trouble
you know what's
that
weird?
Shit.
And people do this joke to me all the time. Yeah. About once a month, someone will write to me and go, we've called our dog Gunter. So they can go up Gunter up. And that's a joke that everyone says to me. It's a very common thing.
Sure.
But so that, Scott gets all the credit for that joke. I get all the money.
Yeah. It's still a sore point.
All right, I think that's the podcast.
All right, let me tell everybody where they can find all of our guests. Brad Williams, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
On Twitter, it's @FunnyBrad, and Instagram, it's @BradWilliamsComic.
And you can find him in magical villages.
Absolutely. You got any shows coming up?
Under Bridges.
Edit that out. Under
this
Bridges.
This weekend, I'll be in Las Vegas at the Red Rock Casino, April 20th and 21st, doing two shows there. And
all
then,
right, cool.
The following week, April 26th. Through the 29th, I'll be at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia.
That's a theater, right? Red Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fucking Brad Williams.
Doing
I don't bring shit guests
moving
on.
No. Right. And then Suba, your Twitter is @Suba. We should spell that SUBHAH. And then Instagram is @Suba. Or ha? Soup. How do you say that?
Sorry.
It's SUBHAHA, like haha. Get it?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Your mom has so many other reasons to be disappointed in you.
I thought mine was bad and presumptuous. Super as funny,
ha-ha.
Brad.
Oh fuck. Terrible. Me.
So don't follow her there.
Yeah.
You should have been a virgin for longer.
Scott, you're on Instagram.
Yes, I am.
@ScottNugent101.
@ScottNugent101.
Why don't you plug your fiance's Instagram because she loves followers? Scott's engaged. I'll be going to
what's
his wedding
your,
in December.
What's your,
but
what's
she,
your Instagram?
She's up to
Claire.
She's up to 4,000. Claire, come up and say hello.
I got
hello.
It right here. I'll find it. I got it for you. Mm-hmm. Whether you want it or not, Claire.
Her handle is @disappointedinscott.
It's @.com. It's @Claire, Claire _ Ridley, RIDLEY.
It's your name's Scott Ridley. Are you looking? Are you going to change your name to Claire Nugent? Yeah,
she
why
she
not?
Might. No. Good name.
It's a good name. Like Ted Nugent.
Not a lot of confidence in that, by the way. So it was. And then I'm Forrest Shaw. It's @ForrestShaw with 2 R's, FORRESTSHAW. Please go. Buy or rent my special Poor Decisions. It's on iTunes and Amazon. And all
I've seen
shit,
it. It's so. Great for us.
And thank I'm you. At Jim Jeffries. Ha ha ha.
Yippity doo.
Zippity doo.
Yeah, your Instagram.
Yeah, emoji dancing Spanish woman.
Jim Jeffries zinger.
Mexican hat.
Yeah. Yeah. Two emojis of a boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our stuff is on our show is @Jeffrey's Show. That's us Twitter and on Instagram.
And if you want to get merchandise like Jim Jeffries mugs or Jim Jeffries hoodies, it doesn't fucking exist.
All right.
Goodbye, everyone.
Please subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a review, too. And even if you're shitting on me, which everyone did last week. So thank you very much.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.